It is 8:32, and time for us to continue our political dialogue here at KHUM. Today, as I mentioned, we're talking with all incumbents. We talked with Cliff Clendenin earlier, and joining us right now, running for re-election in the 3rd District, it's Mark Lovelace. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Cliff. How are you doing?
Doing just fine, and thanks for joining us. I know you wanted to be here in person, pardon me, but you got a meeting right after this, right?
Yeah, I didn't have time to get back to Eureka from Ferndale, so.
Okay, not a problem. Not a problem. So you are currently the 3rd District Supervisor running for re-election, but for those who really aren't aware who Mark Lovelace really is, why don't you just give us a little bit of background on you?
Okay. Well, I first moved here 23 years ago from San Jose, where I'd born and raised and got my degree. And like a lot of people, I was faced with that choice of deciding, you know, do I want to follow a career path, you know, live where I have to, based on the career I want to pursue, or do I want to choose that place that I want to live and find a way to make it work? And I'd come through Humboldt County and just, you know, immediately fell in love with the place and had just decided this is where I want to be. I had, you know, no idea what I was going to do because I'd got my degree in automotive design, and there's not a whole lot of call for that up here. So, you know, just realized that I'm going to have to get creative and figure out how to make a life for myself up here, but spent 12 years as the production manager in a local wood shop, wood products manufacturing, what's now Wildwood Manufacturing, and then after a while cut out on my own and started working as a manufacturing consultant. I worked with a lot of local businesses here, including Fire and Light and Hilliard Lamps and some others, but also worked with a lot of guitar companies around the country, helping them increase production. And so from that experience, you know, I've got a lot of familiarity with what it takes to grow a business because I've worked with businesses, you know, one at a time as they're going through that process and make some really difficult choices about how to grow. Along with that, I got involved years ago in a number of community efforts, starting with the Sunny Bray Forest Project, where I helped save 175 acres that were added to the Arcata Community Forest and is now anchoring the Arcata Ridge Trail Project. From that, you know, really started recognizing that, you know, it's not enough to just respond on these issues as they come up one at a time. You know, that was essentially, it was a land use conflict between the ability to manage timber, you know, efficiently, as the industry demands, and the concerns of the surrounding neighborhood. And so, you know, those two conflicts, I just felt like, you know, I needed to be, if I'm going to jump up and get involved in this issue, then I also need to get involved in preventing these kinds of conflicts from happening in the future. And so that's what originally got me involved in the Humboldt County General Plan update starting back in 2000. So I've been deeply invested in that process from the start. From there, you know, I started working on that point of, you know, the land use conflicts and realizing that, you know, if we're trying to figure out how to protect our working lands, how to protect our open space, how to keep our forests and farmlands and our rural areas, yeah, the things that are so essential to protecting our rural character, the best way we can do that is not just to throw a rope around them and say, you can't build here, you can't do this here, but to refocus on our urban areas, on our existing cities and communities, and make them, you know, attractive, vibrant places that people want to live. And, you know, that's the best way that we can protect our rural character is to, you know, just refocus on what people love about Humboldt County.
Mm-hmm. So you've been in the position as a 3rd District Supervisor now for about 3.5 years, running for re-election. What accomplishments are you most proud of in office?
Oh, there's so many. I mean, I'm really proud of the record that I have, and I think I can point to some things that I've really been able to get done for the county. One of the biggest things that I worked on was getting a second broadband line into Humboldt County. And that was, you know, something that all of our businesses, schools, hospitals, and all of us needed. You know, and as you and others, you know, recall, we had that problem of a number of times over the years where
about 6 times, if I recall.
Yeah, where some guy on a backhoe would, you know, bust through the line down by Willits, and my guess is it was always the same guy on the same backhoe. But and you know, all business shuts down. You can't even buy gas in Humboldt County if that line breaks. And yeah, the implications for telemedicine or for public safety or distance learning or whatever are just huge. So getting that second broadband line in was our number one economic development priority. It was something, like with these other issues, something I, you know, started getting involved in years before I ran for the Board of Supervisors, understanding that issue. And you know, that was part of what let me hit the ground running on it and be effective, working locally, working at the state level, working nationally to help shape broadband policy, to shape the funding, the pots of money to make sure that they'd, you know, actually suit our needs here, so that then we could apply for them and be successful in the application to bring the money in to be able to get this project done. And we got that completed back in December so that going forward we shouldn't have those problems again. Other things that I've worked on, I helped save child care for 80 kids in Humboldt County through the First Five Commission when Governor Schwarzenegger's budget delays were causing child care funding to stop flowing. We saw child care centers having to close because they weren't getting their payments from the state. And so the First Five Commission worked with the Headwaters Fund to set up a bridge loan program. And, you know, we saved, as I said, child care for 80 kids. And their parents, the parents of those 80 kids, worked for 61 different companies or organizations in the county, including lots of, you know, private employers, police departments, sheriff's office, the county, the city, hospitals, HSU, schools. It's just, you know, it's a necessary support mechanism for society. It helps people stay in the workforce, and it's just something that's really critical to protecting quality, you know, access to quality child care.
Okay, so those are some laudable accomplishments. Are there any frustrations that you had while in office? Anything that is currently frustrating you?
Oh, you know, on individual days, there's sometimes frustrations, but, you know, I just try to stay focused on the goal, not get distracted by, you know, you can certainly get distracted because, you know, someone says something, you know, at a board meeting or in a, you know, some organization that puts out a press release that's, you know, just not true or things like this. And, you know, you just can't get distracted by those kinds of things. You know, if you get sidetracked into that, you're not going to be able to get things done. So I just, you know, stay focused on the long goal and keep moving forward and working to get things done.
Okay. So one of the things that brought you into government, you were saying, as you were working on this back in 2000, is the general plan update. As most of us were aware, that's still not done. It is that's kind of one of those frustrations for a lot of the people of Humboldt County. What's the slowdown on that?
Well, that's an example of why you can't necessarily listen to, you know, be distracted by some of the loud voices, because the loud voices were saying, you know, this is taking too long, it's taking too long, it's taking too long. So I jumped in and, you know, tried to start an effort to actually push it forward faster, and working with the Planning Commission and trying to find out, you know, what do they need to be able to get this done, because they'd been reviewing it for years already.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately the very same voices started saying, you know, don't interfere with it, don't slow it down, you know, or don't speed it up, just, you know, let it take time. And so, you know, it became very clear that some of those voices weren't really interested in resolving the situation so much as just complaining about whichever the situation was. Yeah, the general plan update, you know, it's taken a long time. That's because we've had probably the most thorough process of public input of any county in California, is my guess. You know, has every single person attended a meeting? Of course not. You know, you can only put out the invitation and make people aware as best you can. But we have had hundreds and hundreds of meetings over the years, in every corner of the county, every format of meeting, every way it can be done, with big public hearings, small focus groups, or stakeholder groups, little meetings in a local classroom, in a school somewhere down in southern Humboldt or Willow Creek or wherever, or large meetings in big public meeting halls,
okay.
Everything in between. And through that process, we've heard from well over 1,000 people, and it takes time to get that kind of input and to be this careful.
So you're running for re-election, Karen Brooks, looking to unseat you. How would you differentiate yourself between you and your opponent?
Oh, there's a lot of ways. The first thing I would just say is experience. And not just the experience of having been on the board for the last 3.5 years here, but the experience before that. I only ran for the board after 8 years of experience on county policy issues, and again, not just in one area. As I said, I went from working on environmental and land use issues to working on affordable housing and transportation and infrastructure funding and economic development and social services and homelessness issues, because all of these things are related. With 8 years experience on things, I was able to hit the ground running. And again, I think I've got a track record I can point to of really getting things done. Anyone can run for office and say this is what they're going to do, but how are they actually going to do it? What evidence, what track record can they put forward to show that they actually can get things done, rather than just pound their fist on the table and say this is where I stand?
Do you differ on policies?
Oh yeah, I think so. There's a fundamental belief. I think we differ in the fundamental belief of the ability to get things done. Karen Brooks was the spokesperson for the Tea Party here locally for years, and if your starting position, your ideology is that government is the problem and can't get things done, then all you have to do to prove your central proposition is fail at everything you do. And you've now proven that government can't get things done. I think you have to fundamentally believe that we can get things done to make Humboldt County and the world a better place. And if that's not your starting position, you have no business being in this job. And so, it's my mission to prove that every day, that we can actually fix things, we can actually get things done to move Humboldt County forward and to make Humboldt County the best Humboldt that it can be. There's other things too, though. Some specific values where where we differ. And these haven't come up as part of the discussion on this, but from people that I've spoken with, who've worked with my opponent and have experience with her over the years, I believe in personal freedom. I believe in a woman's right to choose. I believe in same-sex marriage. These are things that are just critical values differences between us. And I think it's unfortunate that some of these issues didn't come out as part of the campaign here.
Well, that's why we do these one-on-one interviews, to give a little bit more time to get the issues out, get the word out, to get people a chance to know the different candidates. One thing that I'm passionate about, since I do a weekly show about it, is trails. One of my goals is to get a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County for non-motorized vehicles. Do you support a regional trail system for Humboldt County?
Absolutely. And I've done a lot of work on that issue. A couple years ago, you and I spoke after I'd been out in Washington, D.C. with Jennifer Rice and mm-hmm. Mark Wheatley from the Arcata City Council, pushing for provision for the federal transportation bill that would include significant pots of money for local communities to be able to do not just trail building a piece at a time, we got $1.3 million to do this or $700,000 to do that, but $50 million to be able to do regional trail planning and construction on the broad scale. And one of the things that I really recall from that, we were out there as part of a larger coalition from around the country, was someone from the city of Portland who was as a part of this team. And in his presentation, he said, you know, the city of Portland has been working for 30 years to build a bike and pedestrian trail system that is, you know, world-renowned. And people, you know, literally travel there or move there from around the world for that. And he said over the 30 years that they'd been working on that, they'd spent roughly $58 million building it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that $58 million, by comparison, could build 1 mile of six-lane culverted freeway.
Wow.
And so which is the better payoff?
Now, what about the concept, the you know, being in the third district, the corridor between Eureka and Arcata definitely would fall under your jurisdiction, and that's one of those areas that seems to be the most hotly contested. So many people would like to see a trail along the bay there, and that just seems to be just one of those things that seems to be a hot button issue. But how can we get past the impasse and get that done?
You know, that's something that 4 years ago you and I talked about this issue, and you know, since then we've spoken about it, as I mentioned in the conversation about the trip to D.C., but and I'm solidly in support of it. I believe that the most logical place for that, you know, we have two corridors within which to work, either the Caltrans corridor or the NCRA corridor, and that those are really the only two options that we have where we have an existing right-of-way to be able to put in a trail through there.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is not being used and has not been used for, you know, over 14 years now, or 17 years, or something like that, and it's time. You know, that we've waited too long, based on a hope in the minds of many for something for which there is no market argument, and that's really where I've been landing and being increasingly vocal about it. Is while I'm certainly not opposed to trains. I love trains. I like to travel by train any opportunity I get. But trains are based on economics. And, you know, the idea of a train, I think, up here, of bringing that railroad back in that corridor, is a piece of infrastructure that's in search of a justification and, you know, something to justify its existence. And there's no one that's been able to, you know, produce to me one example on any level of anyone that would utilize that for shipping in any kind of, you know, substantive manner that justifies the huge investment of reopening a railroad or building a brand new one in and out of Humboldt County. So we've got this usable piece of public right of way that a lot of people are demanding and really want to see. You know, want to have the ability to use it, and we should stop waiting for something that's not coming. We had a presentation a couple of weeks ago on the Hammond Trail, or actually on Public Works and some of their natural or environmental planning projects around the county. And in the discussion on the Hammond Trail, they said that their studies have shown that it's used by, on average, 1,000 people a day. And that's, you know, both weekends and weekdays. And 1,000 people a day, and the Hammond Trail doesn't even connect a point A to point B. You know, people drive to it as a destination to walk it or ride it, but, you know, there's not a whole lot of population at Clam Beach that is riding into, you know, using it to ride into McKinleyville or Arcata. So if we had a trail that actually connects our two biggest cities, just imagine the volume of people that would want to use that on a daily basis. Both for just, you know, enjoyment and for commuting.
All righty. Well, appreciate your thoughts on that. And we're definitely out of time, and I know you got to get to a meeting. So real quick, something I've been asking most of the candidates is, even though these are nonpartisan offices, I think it's good for the electorate to know the political party of each candidate. So what political party are you affiliated with?
I'm a Democrat, and I am supported and endorsed by the Democratic Party. I'm also supported and endorsed by the Humboldt Deputy Sheriff's Organization, the Sierra Club, a long list of local electeds from the Arcata and Blue Lake City Councils, Congressman Thompson, Wes Chesbro, Senator Noreen Evans. But, you know, it is a nonpartisan office, as you mentioned. But still, I think that, you know, our values, I think that that's a good statement of our values, of where we're coming from. And as a Democrat and as a proud progressive Democrat, you know, as I said before, I believe fundamentally that we can get things done, and that, you know, if we have a vision, if we care about Humboldt's future, and we have a vision of what we want that future to look like, which is probably not a lot different than it looks like today, but perhaps with a better economy and more jobs, then we have to have a plan of how to get there. And that's what being a progressive is all about, is, you know, progress means, you know, seeing a better future and having a plan of how to get there. And that's, you know, that's something that I am strongly for, and something that I've, you know, worked on for, again, the last 12 years of my life, you know, bit by bit, how to make Humboldt County a better place.
All righty. Mark, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
All righty. And I know you got a meeting to get to, so
yeah,
I'll let you go. Thank you very much. That is Mark Lovelace, 3rd District Supervisor running for re-election. If you missed some of this conversation or would like to hear it again or share it with friends, you will find it shortly archived at khum.com and at the Lost Coast Outpost.